This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's top security agency says a reporter from the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on spying charges. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamis.
Russia's Federal Security Service has said that Evan Gerskovich has been detained in a city in the Ural Mountains while allegedly trying to obtain classified information. Gerskovich is the first reporter for an American news outlet to be arrested on espionage charges in Russia since the Cold War. Gerskovich covers Russia and Ukraine as a correspondent in the Wall Street Journal's Moscow Bureau. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson said on Thursday that the public would have an opportunity to verify Moscow's claims that the U.S. reporter had been engaged in activities unrelated to journalism. A Moscow court ruled earlier that Gerskovich would be detained for nearly 2 months. Experts on nuclear security policy and weapons proliferation were contacted by suspected North Korean hackers posing as journalists from The Voice of America. A report issued by a U.S.-based cybersecurity firm says the online spies were attempting to gather intelligence about the attitude of international officials toward the government of Kim Jong-un. It is the latest known attempt in recent months by the cyber espionage group known as APT-43. A cybersecurity analyst told VOA on Wednesday that at least 7 journalists from 5 news organizations were impersonated by someone with APT-43. Turkey's parliament is set to vote Thursday on Finland's bid to join NATO. Finland and neighboring Sweden each broke with decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Hungary gave its approval to Finland Monday, leaving only Turkey.